Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Oh, you're welcome back to Drive Time. Dragonfly numbers are soaring as the warmer weather attracts new species to Ireland. But should we be worried about this, I wonder, as climate change is behind this change? Collie Innes from the Trinity College Zoology Department and co-host of the Critter Shed podcast has been looking into this, and he joins us now on the line. Then I can hear, Collie, that and we've talked to you before, and I've heard your interest in dragonflies as a species,
yes.
Especially. But this change, and this is confirmed by new research, isn't that right? That we've seen an increase in Ireland in dragonflies.
Yes, so the British Dragonfly Society have been doing trend studies since 1970. So this is really, really valuable data to scientists because it's looking at the numbers of specific species of dragonflies in specific areas. And what they're seeing is that the warmer loving species are moving north and have been gradually moving right across the UK and Ireland into new territories. These are species that would normally hang around in the southern regions near Africa, near the Mediterranean, and to find them, like for example today I found two of them in Trinity College Dublin, which
wow.
We'd never recorded before. So it's kind of amazing, but it's also very, very concerning.
You'll find all types in Trinity, I'll tell you, this day and age.
They got 600 pints to get in here, I tell you.
They probably did, you know. Come here to me, is this when they'd be usually visible, Collie?
This is the time of year now where the adults are emerging from ponds. So they spend most of their time in their lives as larvae, as hunting insects in the water, feeding on tadpoles and other invertebrates. Then they emerge out onto the side of the pond, turn into flying adults, and then they go off and feed and eat and breed. Now in Ireland we would very rarely see them because they need warm, calm, sunny days, and we don't get many of them in Ireland.
That's for sure.
So that's when you get to see them. So they're very brief, their lifespans on the wing in Ireland, but in warmer climates they spend a lot more time out on the wing. Now
go on, yeah, sorry, I stopped.
Yeah, sorry, now that's just, it just goes to show you that these warmer loving species that are now in our country and now in the UK are only here because we are getting better weather. We are getting more of those sunny, longer days.
Wow, that is an indication, all right. And so do we have different types of species compared to what we used to have of dragonfly in Ireland? How many species of dragonfly are there in Ireland, actually?
So we've around 24, but that's going to increase. And we've seen, since the 2000s, we've seen the migrant hawker, the emperor dragonfly, ruddy darters, they all got wonderful names. They've all come in. But while they've come in, the common hawker, the black darter, which would be a native local species, are starting to get pushed off their territory. So it's interesting. And with all this climate change stuff that's happening with insects, there's going to be winners and losers. And some of the winners are going to be pest species that we don't really want. And dragonflies, we refer to them as scientists as a climate change canary type of animal. It really is a great indicator to show that this is real and it's actually happening.
And when you say a pest species of dragonfly, how will that impact our native species? I mean, are they at risk then?
Well, we don't know. We see where and there really isn't that many pest species of dragonfly. On the whole, they're very, very good. They eat all the wasps and the houseflies that we don't want.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, though, in general with invertebrates, you could lose a lot of useful flying pollinators, for example, but you'll get increases in other invertebrates like cockroaches, blue bottles, stuff that aren't so pleasant or useful. They are the ones that will adapt quicker and do better.
Okay, and just before we finish, are they in any way dangerous? Because that's what the question people always ask. Can they sting or are they venomous in any way?
Absolutely not. There was a lot of old wives' tales back in ancient times about them, but they are completely harmless. In fact, this time of year, their main source of food will be wasps. So they're doing us a great job at the moment.
Okay, look, you'll be back with us for Autumn Watch, our new series. But until then, as they say, go safe in the animal kingdom. Collie Innes, Trinity College Zoology Department and co-host of Critter Shed. Thank you very much indeed.